So the first question is that of the Beis Yosef, right? The world famous question where there's 100 answers, 500 answers. The Gemara says that when the Jews came into the Beis Hamikdash, they only found enough oil for one day. It lasted for 8 days. So the Beis Yosef says, okay, if you had enough oil for one day and it ends up lasting for a total of 8, then really the miracle is only 7. So this famous question, why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? We should only celebrate for 7. So many answers. Not going to go through all hundreds and hundreds of them, but a few of the key famous ones. Which what we said was, if you remember, maybe the miracle of finding oil was something sufficient that generates a day of celebration. And then we had 7 more, actually, the actual oil burning. Maybe finding the oil was a miracle. Another suggestion we had was that there was a military victory of tremendous proportions. And that's also a very big miracle, so we have to have something to celebrate that as well. Then we suggested that maybe the way the oil burned was the miracle. Either it all burned down every night, and then in the morning it replenished itself. Or maybe the way the oil burned, it just dropped down 1/8 every single night. Yeah. I want to share with you, there's actually a Shiltos. Shiltos was a early source that says there's a different girsa. The Netziv brings this. Shenechlu begirsas ha-Shiltos, v'lo ha-ibo lahadik afilu yom echad. Meaning the Shiltos had thing, it says, it only had for one day. Not even for one day. So according to that, there was a miracle of 8. But again, with all these questions, we explain basically it boils down to a miracle in kamus or a miracle in echus. A miracle in the quality or a miracle in the quantity. And then we discussed, well, one second. We have types of paradoxes. Like, you know, again, the philosophers make themselves meshuggah to try to answer these questions. Could Hashem make a rock that he can't lift? Because whatever answer you give, somehow makes a chas v'shalom, like a limitation in God's ability, which is not true. Could God make a square circle? Or Benji's, Pinocchio's thing? Yeah, what do you say, Aaron?
I don't know if it makes sense to say that they put 1/8.
They put the whole thing in. It just only burned down 1/8 each night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. So Lubavitcher Rebbe, in one of his sichos, gives an answer to this, and he says that really there is two types of nature, two types of miracles, I should say. There's one type of miracle, which is Shidud Hateva, where you change. In modern Hebrew, Shodid is a pirate. It means like a pirate to capture things, to overpower something. So you overpower the nature. So these types of things, that was which we saw the story with Elisha and all the overflowing oil. Something like Kriyas Yamsuf. Something like the Sneh with Moshe Rabbeinu, the burning bush. It doesn't get consumed. So it's impossible, but you can imagine it. But there's another type of thing that's something that you can't imagine it. I cannot fathom what it means, something called a square circle. My mind doesn't, it's not wired that way. So what the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained is that's exactly what happened with this miracle. He explained that Hashem did something that happened that we can't really understand. Let me give you an example. Let me draw something. In the Beis Hamikdash, you had the place where the Aron was, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let me try to draw this out for a second. Here we go. Imagine the following. If I was in Kodesh Kadoshim, here's the whole plank. From here to here, if I would draw, this is 20 amos long. Yet in the middle, they had the Aron. The Aron, which was 2.5 tefachim. But watch this. If you would go from this side of the Aron to the edge of the wall, and if you go from this side of the Aron to the edge of the wall, it would measure 10. This is, you'll get an F if you turn this into on a math test. It's wrong. But nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that the Malkam Aron ain't a min hamida. It didn't take up, physically didn't make any space. It doesn't work according to logic. But this is a miracle that happened there.
Well, what's the question, though?
Well, just if you look at this, the math doesn't work out. If you measure from one end of the room to the other,
yeah,
it's 20 amos. The arm didn't take up space. It was there, but like when you measured it, the numbers didn't add up.
Okay.
So Hashem was doing miracles like that. And that's what happened, said the Lubavitch Rebbe. That's what happened in the miracle of Chanukah. Kiloyin unit kiloyin b'vasachas. It burned and it didn't burn at the same time. That was the unique miracle of the Chanukah oil. It burned and it didn't burn. It did something which was miraculous, and yet within the laws of nature, combining the two, right? Meaning the fire was, yes, consuming up the oil, the shemen was being dead, and yet, at the same time, nothing was missing. So why? Why did Hashem have to do this miracle? So the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Falk, I think Rabbi Sher is a descendant of the Pnei Yeshua. You have to ask Rabbi Sher. I think he's a descendant from the Pnei Yeshua. L'chor yesh l'tumor Torah chaneis. Zalama, why does Hashem have to make such a miracle like this? Hare tumahutra b'tzibur. V'haye yecholin l'halik b'shemen tamei. Technically speaking, by the letter of the law, even if they would had only oil that had been defiled, they could have used it because of the status at the time. It says, l'kach nira de'ikr haneis lonasa el l'hodiya lehem chibas hamokom aleihem. Hashem did a special miracle like this, which was technically speaking not required, to show them the chiba, how cherished, how special they were. Shehayu oimrim liYisrael kosu lachem al kiran ashur ein lachem chilek b'elokei Yisrael. Because one of the decrees that the Greeks made was that you had to write on the horn of an ox that we don't have any portion in God. Now the kiran hashur. I said this over in my shul, a few different pshatim as to what this might be. Back in the day, they didn't have baby bottles.
You're talking about like... I know what you're talking about. I don't know
the horn. That was like the thing. That was they put the milk in. So meaning, from the earliest stages, as the baby's being nursed, as the baby's being fed their milk, what they're being raised on, their ideology, they're being taught to them, is that, Ein lachem chelik b'elokei Yisrael. You have no portion in God. Another interpretation could be, this was an agricultural society, so out there working in the fields all day long. And imagine if you're stuck in traffic behind a bumper sticker. You keep reading that bumper sticker over and over and over again. So your car back then was your ox, was your cow, you're working in the fields, and you read this bumper sticker, you see this message that's implanted, that's written and inscribed on the horn of the thing over and over and over again. It's propaganda. You start to believe it. You tell a lie over and over and over again. It makes an impression upon you. So, we have no chelik. Really, the most precious things we can remember is that we have a chelik. We're connected to Hashem. The love, the chiba, how cherished we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Hashem did this amazing miracle. Just want to end off with a quote here from Likutei Sichos. HaMelchama neged hayavonim hais lemala mitam vidas. The war that we fought against the Greeks, right? Bayamim ha'im bazman hazeh, right now, during the Yom Tov of Chanukah, was beyond any reason. It was beyond any logical understanding. Rabim b'yad ma'atim, that the many people, this total takedown. What was the example we gave? Like a state the size of Rhode Island, right? Takes down Canada, yeah. Takes down China, takes down the world power. Totally, beyond the norm. So we went with something that's totally irrational to fight a war like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to demonstrate how much He loves us, how much He cherishes us. And therefore, that's why we performed a miracle for us. And the Sefer HaSichos brings Me'atam L'Nes HaShemen. Right? Why did the miracle happen? Through the oil. Af sha'al pi din, by the strict letter of the law, mutar l'halik b'shemen tameh, right? We could have used the impure oil, kem shetu mahutra b'tzibur, or dechuya b'tzibur, kedei l'hiros l'chibasin shal yisrael shemekayimim hamitzvos b'shemen tohor. Because we went beyond. We wanted to do more than just is technically allowed. You know, when you care about somebody, you care about something, you don't want to get by with just the bare minimum. You want to do something more for them. And because we did more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He did more for us. lahalik hamenorah tzarich loimer al pi derech hateva. You're not allowed to use miracle oil. I know we learned about that story with Elisha, right? So there's a vort from Reb Chaim that the shemen hanes of Elisha is potter from Meiser. You know, the mice was from that. It couldn't be used. This miracle oil couldn't be used. Okay. So we had to do something that would be kosher, that would work for that. Gam shekosher oisin neis kedei laros chibos and shal yisrael shemalikim shem and tohor. We used it. Osa haneis ba'ofen shekim hamitzvah yochalios b'derech hateva. That would go through natural means. Sha'az kim hamitzvah hu b'shleimus. To have a complete miracle that's miraculous and natural at the same time. Burning and not burning. Consumed and not consumed. L'chein ha'isa ha'scholaz ha'neis b'yom ha'rishon b'oifin motu pach echad shel shemen. That's why the miracle begins by finding that one natural oil. Munach b'chois b'shel kohen gadol. Right? It was hidden. V'lo b'oifin shar pach shemen min ha'shemayim. And it didn't come straight from heaven. I mean, if God's going to do a miracle, so have it just drop down. Have this pure oil come straight from Shemayim. Get like a special Amazon delivery box at your front door at the base of Migdash. Pure oil. Right? A little messenger pigeon bring it. He didn't. It came through Teva. Even the pigeon bringing the oil would still be natural. Right? Imagine if it really Hashem wanted to make the whole thing from start to finish a miracle. What it is was the perfect blend, combination, and unification of the natural world and miracles happening. This is the contrast with Purim. You read the story of Purim, you read the Megillah, and you don't see Hashem's name mentioned once. Everything just looks like, you know, headlines from the newspaper. Just natural events, one after another. 10, 11 years pass, you don't see anything. Here it's clearly a miracle is happening, but yet the miracle is happening through the Teva. V'zeh, v'gam b'hazayin yomim sh'acharei zeh sh'behem hayanes golui. There was an open miracle. This is Hashayach L'Shem and Zayas Tivi, but it was a miracle that happened through the natural oil. That the idea of Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing this miracle. And this now comes back and answers up the Beis Yosef's question. The Beis Yosef's question was, how could you make a miracle celebrated for 8 days, and it really is only seven? He says, no, there was a miracle for 8 complete days. But the miracle was happening through the Teva. And that's the highest madrega. It's very easy. You know, people always say things like this. If only I would see an open miracle, then I would believe.
You can't.
Right? It's not going to happen. The trick, the kunz, is to see the miracles within the Teva. To see the miracle. The Ramban writes this on Chumash. To see the fact the sun's rising every single morning. That's a nes. It happens every morning. Okay, so it's a nace that happens every single morning. The fact that Klal Yisrael is still around today, that's a nace. We don't think about it. We don't meditate on these ideas and really try to work it out. But if we would ponder the miracle of the existence of Klal Yisrael after all we've gone through, this is the greatest chiba, the greatest love and endearment that HaKadosh Baruch has for us. So I think that's an important message to take from Chanukah. An important idea we should be thinking about and connecting to is that these days are days which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing the love He has for us. Oh, thank you.